So, where's the verse? Huh? 38. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Dishtya. Tvam. Vibhura. Shrestha. Svam. Nishtam. Atmana. Stitaha. Yan. Me. Stri. Rupaya. Svairam. Dishtya. Tvam. Vibhura. Shrestha. Svam nishtam atmanam stita yanme stri rupaya svairam moito pyanga mayaya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O best of the demigods, although you have been amply harassed because of my potency in assuming the form of a woman, you are established in your position, therefore may all good fortune be upon you. Purport. Since Lord Shiva is the best of the demigods, he is the best of all devotees. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. His exemplary character was therefore praised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gave his benediction by saying, may all good fortune be upon you. When a devotee becomes a little proud, the Lord sometimes exhibits his supreme power to dissipate the devotee's misunderstanding. After being amply harassed by Lord Vishnu's potency, Lord Shiva resumed his normal, unagitated condition. This is the position of a devotee. A devotee should not be agitated under any circumstances, even in the worst reverses. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Yasmin stito nadukena guru napi vichalyate. Because of his full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee is never agitated even in the greatest trials. This pridelessness is possible only for the first-class devotee, of whom Lord Shambhu is one. Om Magya. In this issue, God himself. And so, instead of being agitated, he is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in the same way, we should understand that every situation that we encounter in the material world, at every moment, is minutely managed, controlled, and organized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Krishna's long arm is in everything that happens to us. And therefore, we should always be able to see, I'm trying to make an effort, to see Krishna, how he's acting at every moment in our life. Even if we suffer reverses, somebody may insult us, somebody may beat us, we may suffer some disease. We may suffer some great loss in terms of money, in terms of loss of a beloved person. We should always understand that it is Krishna himself who has come to us in this particular way. There's a statement by Srila Prabhupada in which he points this out, that he says that when a devotee is in distress, he sees that the Lord has come in the form of distress just to relieve or purify the devotee from the contamination of this material world. A devotee therefore regards distress as a great favor of the Lord because he understands that he's being cleansed from the contamination of material existence. So, when we encounter distress, we should understand that ultimately this is Krishna. And we can understand only that if we get accustomed to the idea that everything that happens at every moment, that there's nothing but Krishna. As it says in the Srila Prabhupada goes on, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, the devotee sees that there's only the Supreme Lord and no second entity. There's no second entity because we are all Manakshastani, Driyani, Prakritistani, Kashani, Mamayavam So Jiva Loki, Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. We are all parts and parcels of Krishna. There's only one living entity. It has unlimited parts and parcels. In the final analysis, there's only one being that can divide or expand himself in so many other beings. But there may be other beings, but at the same time, our philosophies, Achintya, Beda, Beda, Tattva, Beda, Beda, Abeda, Tattva, simultaneously one and different. And the ultimate issue, it says here, there's only one being. And so whatever happens at every moment is, there's nothing but Krishna. Now, we're having an argument with that. We're having an argument. Therefore, everybody wants to be different. He wants to have it differently. We have an argument with reality. Since the beginning, in the spiritual world, we didn't have an argument with reality. That's why we have been serving Krishna in the spiritual world for billions of years. But then at one stage, we had an argument with reality. We wanted to have it differently. And that's why we are here. And in the material world, we carry on. Practically speaking, everybody's life is nothing in the final analysis. Material life is nothing but having an argument with reality. For example, the reality is that we are a soul. But we live as if we are the body. That means we have an argument with reality. We may be born poor. That's the reality that Krishna has given us. We want to be rich. We have an argument with reality. We may lose a beloved one. And we mourn forever. Because we cannot see Krishna's hand in there. We have an argument with reality. Suffering in the material world is coming due to karma. Karma daivina netrena. There's this verse. And it's organized by Krishna. It's coming to us in his own way, and Krishna never makes a mistake. It comes in its own, and we are supposed to see Krishna in that. If we are able to see Krishna in all things, not tomorrow or when we die, now. If we are able to see Krishna in all things now and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, then we will be able to see Krishna in all things when he comes to us in the form of death and not otherwise. We can't expect to see Krishna at the time of death. We can't see to expect reality that comes to us in the form of death to see that that's Krishna himself. If we do not learn to see Krishna in all things right now, if we see Krishna in all things right now, that means we are Krishna conscious. We are Krishna conscious. But here in the material, everybody has an argument with reality. And therefore, I saw my sister, she lost her husband recently. And she was mourning forever. And I preached to her over the internet hundreds of hours. It took her a year to get over it. And I told her, you have an argument with reality. God has taken your husband. Not a blade of grass is moving without his sanction. See the hands of God in this. He knows what you need to advance in spiritual life. You were happy with your husband, you were living a material life. Now God is taking your husband away. Hallelujah! He wants you to advance in spiritual life. Turn to him. Take it as an opportunity. Don't take it as an impediment. Take it as an opportunity to turn to God. It's a glorious opportunity. Find some way how you can respond to Krishna's call. How to be responsible. It means to be able to respond in a responsible way. Krishna has given us a particular situation. We may be sick. I've encountered so many even disasters in Krishna consciousness. I survived somehow or other. Krishna is always coming in our life in so many ways. We have no problem to accept. We don't have an argument when the truth comes to us in the form of a gulab jam. Say, that's Krishna's mercy. But what if it comes to us in the form of a loss? Somebody may kick us in the head. And by our senses, our mind, our intelligence, we can only ascertain, this is Mr. Maya hitting me into the head. That's true. But there's a higher reality. There's more to it. That's just partial truth. The higher reality is that we must have done something similar in our past life. There's a famous story of a dog who was beaten by a brahmana, and he came to the king to complain. And the king said, what I'm supposed to do? The brahmana is my superior. I cannot punish him. The dog said, but I'm your citizen. You have to protect me. The king was caught in a fit. And he said, finally, I don't know what to do. You tell me what to do. He said, but make him the head of a religious institution. So the king was wondering. He said, why should I make him the head of a religious institution? The dog said, because I have been the head of the religious institution in my last life. So what comes around goes, or what goes around comes around, what comes around goes around. I don't know what the saying is in English. That everybody is really getting from Krishna exactly what he needs at every moment to be Krishna conscious. But we have an argument with reality. We don't accept that. And therefore we want to be different. In the spiritual world, for example, we are the body. The soul is not different from the body. When we come to the material world, we still think we are the body. But we don't live in the material, in the spiritual world. Things have changed. Here we are different from the body. And people throughout their life, living a material existence, have an argument with reality. They want to be rich, they want to be educated, they want to be so many things. Becoming powerful, famous, it means you have an argument with reality. Then, if you have an argument with reality throughout your life, how will you be able to embrace reality when it hits you really hard at the time of death? Not possible. Not possible. So therefore, when distress comes to us, we should embrace it with our intelligence. We should understand, based on Shastra, like Krishna says, one who studies this scripture very carefully, he worships me with his intelligence. Based on Shabda Brahma, it is not that Mr. Maya has kicked me into the head. That's only a partial truth. According to Shabda Brahma, we understand karma devina, karmana deva netrina, that everybody is eating his own soup. And there's no injustice in this universe. Nothing is unjust. People live under this myth of innocence. And therefore, if something happens to me, why is this happening to me? Why me? Poor little me. It is due to karma. There's no injustice in this universe. Everything is perfectly conducted at every moment. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said one time, there's no need for a reformer. Everything is conducted perfectly, minutely, at every moment under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who think to reform the world are in great need to reform themselves. That's what Bhaktisiddhanta said. Because that's the point. We all have to reform ourselves. Reform, that means to bring us back to the original form as souls. That is the reality. We are souls. We are shipwrecked in the material world, all of us. And Krishna is giving us opportunity through these various circumstances that we are encountering, particularly distress, like Srila Prabhupada points out. He gives us the opportunity to turn to Him. And so we should see the impediment as an opportunity. Whatever the impediment may be, we should see this as an opportunity to advance in spiritual life. We should see Krishna's grace in that. Sometimes a father slaps a child. It is not that he's envious of the child. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would become very angry. It is not that there's any envy or any anger in his mundane anger, in his anger. Sometimes Jesus was saying, judge not so you will not be judged. And then he judged the Pharisees like anything, calling them snakes, and you have taken the key of the kingdom of God and hidden it from the people. So it appears like a contradiction. On one side he says, judge not so you will not be judged, but then he judged like anything. But his judgment was not based on envy. It was based on insight. He tried to bring a point across that you're on the wrong path and you're misleading people. He was trying to help. It was positive. So this is a situation that Lord Shiva, immediately he was able to see the Supreme Lord in this situation and glorify how my Lord is powerful. And so if we are able to see Krishna in all things, how wonderful he's creating everything and how wonderful he's enacting this age of Kali. That everything is under his control, and right now we can see. We always say that Prithiviti, we heard yesterday, Prithiviti Achiyati Nagaradigra. How is this going to happen? That in every town of village and village, the name of God is going to be chanted. Something strong has to happen. People have to be solidly beaten up before they start praying to Krishna. Solidly beaten up. And you see the environment is heating up. Krishna is gradually turning. It's not the nature. The nature is under Krishna's control. Daivi Ishwagunamaya. Nature is under Mama Maya Dhrati. It's under Krishna's control at every moment. So Krishna is turning up the tap. The gas flame is getting higher and people are getting cooked on this planet. Why do people get cooked by global warming? Well, these are the birth pains of the golden age of Lord Chaitanya. People have to be cooked first before they start chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Very few people turn to Krishna directly. Very few. Chaturvida bhajante mam. There's only one who's in search for absolute truth. The other ones are curious, in want for money or suffering. So most people have to be beaten up first. I know for myself, I got beaten up solidly 2 times in my life by Krishna, really solidly. And every single time, by the end of the day, I must say it was Krishna's blessing to get me out of my mess, out of my material entanglement. It was pure mercy of Krishna. Krishna is always merciful. He doesn't want us to be in the material world. He creates the material world and he goes with us. We are never alone. At any moment, we think we are alone, but we are not alone. Krishna is always with us. He's in our heart. Like I think last time I explained to you how the living entity falls asleep, did I? How Krishna, the super soul, removes all objects of meditation from the person who lies down, and so gradually he falls into a state of inertness, and then Krishna takes, according to Vedanta Sutra, the soul to his heart, into the effulgence of Krishna, and so then we sleep very happily and wake up. Then Krishna produces sound objects again, and objects to think about, and we wake up. So Krishna is always with us. He's so kind. He's with us in the spiritual world. That being that expands himself in unlimited forms, Vivinamsas, and in Swamsas, in personalities of Godhead. That person who's unlimitedly dimensional, not just multidimensional, who's existing in unlimited dimension, is associating with every single living being, not just the humans, animals as well. At every moment, in an individual way, in a very personal, individual way. There's only one person who can do that. That's God. That is associating with every living being. So if you're beaten up by somebody, if somebody is scolding you, if you lose something, it has nothing to do with you and them. It has only to do with you and Krishna. It's not between you and them. It's between you and Krishna only at every moment. And it has been as such at all times. And it will be as such at all times. And it is as such at this very moment. And therefore we have to love what is. Because that what is, Vasudeva Savamiti, is nothing but Krishna. If he can see that, and normally Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante, after many, many births, Jnanavamam Prapadyati, one surrenders unto Krishna. And when one surrenders unto Krishna, then one can see Vasudeva Savamiti, there's nothing but Krishna. Then we can see that. When we surrender to Krishna, we can see there's nothing but Krishna. And unless we surrender to Krishna, we see everything as different from Krishna because we want to be separate from Krishna, and therefore we see everything separatedly from Krishna. Like sin. In German, the word sin is Sünde. And the word Sünde comes from Sondern, to separate. You separate yourself. Sondern. You separate yourself. This is called a sin. You separate yourself from God. An activity that separates yourself from God is a sin. It separates yourself. So if we act in harmony, if we harmonize with Krishna, whatever chord he strikes in our life, he's playing the instrument. And if we harmonize with the melody, then our future will be bright. Our future will be glorious. To that degree, we are able to harmonize with the Lord at every moment. Whatever he sends to me, it may be happiness, it may be distress. Therefore, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sotati Nakankshati. One person who is in this consciousness, Nasotati, he doesn't desire anything. Because whatever comes to him, he can understand there's nothing but Krishna. He doesn't lament about anything because he understands everything that happens to me, there's nothing but Krishna. I may lose my friend, my sister lost her husband. It took me, like I said, it took me a year of preaching to get through this point. It is God himself. Try to understand this. It's an opportunity to turn to God. Ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation? How do I get out of this situation? You gave me this particular situation. It can't be more than I can deal with. Lord never, he never makes a mistake. He gives everybody according to the needs, what he thinks it is necessary to extract us from the material world. It may look cruel, but sometimes one needs to be cruel to be kind, like a doctor. Is he engaged in himsa when he cuts the boil? No, it is ahimsa. It is for the benefit of the sufferer. He could blow the boil, he could kiss the boil. What is the benefit of that? It may look like love, but actually it isn't. It is a disservice. So in the material world, that which looks like love is actually a disservice. Because it drags the people into the material world. It entangles people in material existence. So where is love there? What does love mean? Love means really to free a person from material existence. If we have any love, we preach. That's love. To help somebody to get out of the material world, that's love. To add to somebody's spiritual life, to add a dimension, spiritual dimension to somebody's life, that's love. It is not love to entangle somebody in material existence on the bodily platform, because you're living in illusion. You're having an argument with reality. The reality is you're a spirit soul, and this person is a spirit soul. And God is in your heart. And not a blade of grass moves without a sanction. And if this calamity to happen to me, we should understand Krishna has come into my life right now in this particular situation. Wake up. It is a wake-up call. He doesn't want us to stay in the material world forever. And he produces certain situations which are conducive, extremely conducive, perfectly conducive for us to go back home, back to Godhead. That's what Krishna is interested in, nothing else. He's interested in our welfare. And therefore, we shouldn't moan. We shouldn't lament. Because we should see, it is Krishna that has come to me in this particular form. Like Prabhupada says here, Lord has come in the form of distress. In illusion, when one deviates from his original consciousness as soul, naturally, he loses the capacity to remember his previous condition, naturally. Everybody in this material world, basically speaking, he has forgotten who he is. He may call himself a Christian, or Hindu, or Muslim, or something, but he has forgotten who he is. And so he tries to be somebody else by giving himself some material identity, a false identity. People suffer as such an identity crisis. Our real identity is that we are spirit souls. And everybody in the material world who accepts the body to be the self, he's situated in an acute and chronic, actually a chronic identity crisis, not even acute, chronic identity crisis. You can see everybody walking on the street. He has a disease. He has fever. He's in fever. That's why we can't chant. How is it we can't chant Hare Krishna? We try to chant Hare Krishna. Our mind becomes distracted. Why? Fever. The fever of material existence. Everybody has a fever. And that's when we have fever, strong fever, we shake. We cannot even see what is what. So this fever, this material conditioning is very strong. And so by taking shelter in Guru and Shastra and Sadhu, particularly by chanting the holy name of Krishna, we can remove this misconception, this argument with reality and see ourselves as for what we are, namely spirit souls. When remembrance is lost in the material world and we think ourselves to be taking shelter in the upadis of material existence, then all knowledge that is acquired is based on a false foundation, namely the foundation of the body. There's no reality to it. It is pure nonsense. And when we are in that situation, then we talk nonsense. There was one verse, let me see if I can find it. Yes, this book is full of knowledge, but I have to find where it is. Vilaja manana ya yasya statum iksha pate muya vimoita vikatantye mahatam maham mamaham iti dodiya. Those who are bewildered by the material energy always talk nonsense, being absorbed in thoughts of it is I and it is mine. So as soon as a person opens his mouth early in the morning, he's talking nonsense. At noon, he's talking nonsense. When he goes to bed, the last thing he says is nonsense. Material life is nonsense. It doesn't make sense. It is not based on reality. It is based on a false foundation. And when that occurs, when a person is in that state, that his life is based on a false foundation, on the foundation of the body, then learned scholars consider that the soul is lost in the material world. So we have to come to the point of Krishna. We have to decrease the fever. Lord Chaitanya has come. He understands the condition of the living entities in the age of Kali. He understands that there's lust, there's anger, there's greed, there's madness, there's illusion and envy. He understands that. He understands the fallen condition of the living entities in this material world, how they're living a life that has nothing to do with themselves. That people are totally out of touch with themselves. At every moment, claiming to be this, claiming to be that, going here, going there, doing this, doing that. And nothing of this makes sense because it is not based on the foundation of the soul. It's based on the body. Even if you achieve a kingdom on earth, what is the benefit if you lose your soul? Of course, we cannot lose the soul in the ultimate analysis, but it's said it here, even in Bhagavatam, the soul is lost. You can fall into this material world very deeply. It takes a long time to get out. So we have to take shelter in Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. He is so kind. And he has come into this world to save the souls by giving Harinam. The Harinam is actually liberating the soul in this age. Kalea dosha nidira jan asti eva mahan gunan. Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta banda param rajet. One good quality this age has. Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. The Lord has come in his name. And Kaleya Dosha, it is an ocean of darkness. Nide, my dear king. Astiva Mahaguna, one good quality. Kirtanal Eva Krishnasya, Mukta Banda, freedom from bondage. Param Yajet, Param Vrajet, he achieves the supreme destination. So, we have been given a process by freeing ourselves from this illusory entanglement to come to terms with reality by chanting Krishna's name. We come to terms with reality, that we are spirit soul, that our lifestyle is, our eternal lifestyle is, Sanatan Dharma is, to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. This is not just Jesus is saying this. This is in the Jewish Shema. There is one prayer. It's called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. One should loves the Lord with all one's heart, with all one's soul, with all one's mind, with all one's strength. That is Savaipung Samparo Dharmo, Yato Bhaktirat Hoksaji, Ahaitukiya Patiataya Yatma Supasidati. With all your heart, with all your soul means no motivation. Uninterrupted, always. That is the lifestyle of the liberated person, somebody who is not acting out Hollywood, who is not living in Disneyland. Most people live in Disneyland. They're not grounded in truth. Their life is a lie. So let us take shelter in Lord Chaitanya, who has come to free us from his condition. He's so kind. There's a beautiful song.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Toma Vina Kedayalu Jagat Samsare Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Toma Vina Kedayalu Jagat Samsare Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavatar Musamo Patita Prabhu Napoebeara Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavatar Mosamo patita prabhu na poideara ha prabhu nityananda premananda suki kripa bolo kana koro ami boro duki Ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bolo Kana Koro Ami Boro Dukhi Daya Koro Sita Pati Advaita Gosai Tava kripa bole pai. Tava kripa bole pai. Chaitanya nitai. Aha Prabhu Sanatana Rupa Raghunath Bata Yuga Sri Jiva Ha Prabhu Lokanath Ha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunath Bata Yuga Sri Deva Daya Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Sri Nivas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadas Doyo Koro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivas Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadas Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakaro More Tuma Bina Kedayalo Jagat Samsare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Dayakaro More, Tuma Bina Kedayalo Jagat Samsare, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakaro More Tuma Bina Kedayalo Jagat Samsare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
My dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am the most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, then I may also become happy. My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be merciful to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya Nityananda will also be kind to me. O Swarup Damodar, personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya, O six Goswamis, O Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, O Lokanath Goswami, my beloved spiritual master, Narottam Das, also prays for your mercy. O Srinivas Acharya, successor of the six Goswamis, please be merciful to me. Narottam Das Thakur always desires the company of Ramachandra Chakravarti. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can remove this false conception we have, this argument with reality, and come to terms with the fact that everything moving and non-moving There's nothing but Krishna. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions? He wants to have me sing an English poem. Which one? Okay, I go for it.
Over all the earth, you reign, O high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my Lord, my only aim is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams in my darkest hour. You're the Lord of all I am. So may you reign in me again. Over all the earth you reign, oh high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my request, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams in my darkest hour. You're the Lord of all I am, so may you reign in me again. May every word, may every thought, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. He's more to me than any earthly thing. So may you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams in my darkest hour. You're the Lord of all I am. So may you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams in my darkest hour. You're the Lord of all I am, so may you reign in me again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, oh Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Tagore, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare bol, ittai gor, hare bol, ittai gor, hare bol, hare bol, hare bol, hare ittai gor, hare bol, hare bol, hare bol, ittai gor, hare bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj ki jai. Go Premananda Haribol. I know he's listening.